Blog Talk Radio.
Merle, and I'm your host, Merle Exit, speaking with you from New York City. Actually, speaking to you from Queens. So easy to just sit around in your underwear and do a radio show, isn't it? It's been a busy week for me. Yeah, and there's even more that's going to busy myself before the weekend. That's how they say it in England. I was watching that show, the movie Notting Hill, and it said the weekend, which, you know, as opposed to what we say weekend. But, I mean, it's right. It's the end of the week, so it should be the weekend. Okay. And now Paley Center for Media, formerly known as the Museum of Radio and Television, will not be calling in due to non-communication. That's such an odd thing, but I'll talk about that anyway. And, call it Mellow Yellow, a wellness center versus a spa. As spa week approaches, and why did I just hear it say Blog Talk Radio online? That's really weird. I'm listening to myself. Okay. Tomorrow evening, I'll be seeing Buffy St. Marie. And she'll be in concert. I'm still not sure if she's calling in. This is really so weird. Because I'm talking to this and I'm hearing this on my own computer. But anyway. So let me get to a couple of things. Let's see. One of the things is I hope everybody isn't hearing everything double. Oh, really? Somebody, if you are hearing double, please, call me, let me know, email me or something. Okay, so let's get back to this. All right, the quick, what is it? I'm getting emails. I'm getting these emails of jokes here. So don't blame me. Honestly, don't blame me if they're, if the jokes are not great. Here's this one I first got. It just says, there's a new deodorant out called Vanish. You spray it on, disappear, and everybody wonders where the smell is coming from. Okay. So now let's go to what happened during the week. One of the places I went to, I had tea, high tea at the Ritz-Carlton Hotel on Central Park South. And let's see. It was pretty good. I'm going to see. Let me see if I can lower my, because I don't know if you can hear this feedback I'm getting. Let's see if I can, make the volume a little lower. That'll probably help, because I don't want, it's kind of odd. I'm saying something and then I'm hearing it, who the heck wants to hear your own voice? Well, okay, so let me go back to here as I stray. So I was talking about the traditional They have a traditional afternoon tea and a Star Lounge afternoon tea. Yeah, and actually it takes place at the Star Lounge, and you could be there for either 2 o'clock or 3 o'clock. I believe it's during the week. But I have to say, first of all, the room, the lounge is really, really comfy, cozy kind of thing. My friend Nancy and I went to do this, and we decided to stop by at the newly renovated Plaza Hotel to take a peek. But apparently all the renovations weren't done, so we didn't really tour anything, but I did pop into their, I'm not sure if that's the Oak Room, but it's the lounge that's there. And they do high tea, a lot more expensive than the Ritz-Carlton. But the room, I have to say, is very, I have to say the word showy kind of thing. It's the thing is with the Ritz-Carlton, at least, like you're sitting there and you really kind of feel more living room kind of thing. You know, the tables, there are tables that have like couches and things like that. And so I think it was a lot more relaxing, or would have been a lot more relaxing. So what we had, first started off, yes, I had champagne. I had decided to have champagne. I had never had this before. It says a glass of Domaine Carneros. I'm probably pronouncing it wrong because, you know, whatever language it is, you know, it's I have no idea. It's probably not. It's not, of course, it's not champagne, for champagne is only champagne that comes from the region of Champagne. So everything else is really sparkling wine. And this was a rather tasty sparkling wine because it wasn't that like dry, sec kind of taste, you know. It was slightly on the sweet side, so I felt it, to my palate anyway, a lot more enjoyable. Usually, I don't drink. I get drunk on scotch tape, I probably told you. And so I was kind of careful not to finish the second glass of wine, of sparkling wine that we had. But now the sandwiches, they're called tea sandwiches. Now I've been to places where tea sandwiches are like, instead of like a full sandwich or half sandwich, a little, you know, sandwiches kind of that look like a sandwich. But these were rather unique. They were just called sandwiches because everything was like on bread. So I guess they could classify as that. And so they had one, there was smoked salmon with cucumber and caviar on pumpernickel. There was smoked chicken with fig and baby fennel. Egg salad with dill and pear tomato on pan de mai. Okay, it's probably something else. Pan de mie. You figure it out. Whatever accent that is, it could be French, Italian, or I'm not sure. Cheddar pepper scone with endive and caramelized onion. Lemon poppy shrimp with capers and arugula on pumpernickel. And those were the little sandwiches. Now they're all kind of bite sized. So some of them you could get like at least maybe two or three bites out of. And so it's not like you're going to have dinner, you know, something like that, you know. And added to that, you still have, you know, a little more food. You get homemade scones with fruit preserves and clotted cream. Now, don't know what it's called, clotted cream. But it's kind of a whipped cream, but more, a little, I guess a little, maybe a little thicker. Then there's and Petit-fours. And I went for the Petit-fives. Then, of course, needless to say, there's a choice of the Ritz-Carlton blend teas. And the one that we had, now the waitress, Suzette her name was, waitress said that she actually makes the tea. Well, in other words, she doesn't, the tea we got was the masala chai tea. And it has a blend of cardamom, cinnamon, ginger, pepper, cloves, and an Indian Asian black tea. And what she does, she adds a certain amount. She adds some brown sugar, and I think she uses cream rather than milk. And this is, I would say, it's more kind of a dessert kind of tea. But it did go with quite well with everything. And then we had a second tea, and the tea we had was a peppermint tea. And there was like peppermint leaves. It says here, peppermint leaves, chamomile flowers, orange blossoms, and allspice. But I don't think that was the one that's not listed here. I think it was just basically a peppermint tea. And she just added, again, a little bit of brown sugar, and it was really worth it. Now, if you're doing this like for... if you're doing this without the glass of sparkling wine, it's $45. With the sparkling wine, it's $55. And it's really well worth the splurge. And I'm going to go into it later as to why, because I'm going to connect this with a spa treatment. And between the two, what you would pay for a Broadway show, you definitely might get more out of both this particular spa treatment and going to high tea. But one thing, I mean, you can't always count on that you're going to enjoy the show. But you can count on enjoying these two things instead. So now I want to get to the Paley Center. Well, I mean, I did get to the Paley Center, but I want to talk to you about this now. But before I do, you know, I have sponsors, and so let me. Okay. You know, since we talked about dessert, I might as well really kill you with this one. What would you do to earn brownie points? How about treating someone to what may be the best brownies they've ever tasted? Fairy Tale Brownies. They may seem like one of the richest bars of fudge, with varieties that include caramel, chocolate chip, espresso nib, raspberry swirl, mint chocolate, all made with Calbo dark Belgian chocolate. But yes, they are brownies, and that's no fairy tale. Yeah, fairy tale brownies. Yeah, www.brownies.com. Hopefully, it'll be all over to sell, and you won't have to go through the website. So now, okay. So what is this? The Paley Center for Media, as I said, formerly called the Museum of Radio and Television. What it is, and I guess one of the reasons I heard that they changed it was because people had some expectation of, like, you would go there and see Archie Bunker's chair or something like that. And it's not anything like that. Definitely for people who are couch potatoes, you would love this. And by the way, the Paley Center, there's one in New York City, and there's also one in Los Angeles. And so, as just as an idea, here in the one in New York City, there are many levels of many floors. And for instance, let's say now, here was one, this particular day, I could go to, like at 1:30 p.m., I could watch the pilot for Seinfeld, which is what we did. And then if I sat in the same room, I could also wait for the Twilight Zone. Where is everybody? So they have, they choose particular TV, not the programs themselves, but the episodes. And so that, and that's just one of the screening rooms. There is on the, let's see, we have, there's one, two, three. You got, you actually have four screening rooms on different floors. Some actually, there's two on one floor. So you can, you can really, you know, have a ball if you want to just sit and watch some great TV. I also saw The Curse of Mr. Bean. It was a Mr. Bean episode. But they do, you know, sometimes they have a particular, well, not genre, or, you know, something that they're, you know, that's going on there, and you'll see a lot of that. But you'll also be able to have to go to events. Before I get to the event, I also want to let you know that they, for people who are into radio, they have, you can go to the Ralph Guild Radio Listening Room, and you there have like five channels, and they'll, you know, give you a list of what programs are on. And you can do that. That's two things. The third thing, which, and if you're really a TV buff, now this is cool, you can go to the library and access an episode. You can do more than one, but you can access an episode of a particular TV program. And chances are they'll have it. They have so many, and if you, you know, just want to see that particular episode, you can sit. You sit at your own little TV, and you can watch and listen to this. Now, they also have events, and for instance, and this is, I really have to make a choice because there's an event coming up. That they have the View, that Barbara Walters, Whoopi Goldberg, Joy Behar, Sherry Shepherd, and Elizabeth Hasselbeck are going to be there on April 9th. I'm sure it's probably sold out by now. And you can do that. Now, what they might be doing, I don't know if they just talk. The last time I went to something like this, it was the talk plus an episode or something, so they might be highlighting something from their show. I actually have a choice of this or going to an event regarding tourism at Virginia Beach in Norfolk. So I haven't decided what I'm going to do yet. So now the Paley Center, let's see what the website. Oh, go Google it. I don't know, paleycenter.org, Paley, just yeah, Google it. Oh, yeah, that was it. I was right. Yeah, it says paleycenter.org. So in case if you're interested in doing that. And also I went to, I have to, this is interesting. I review a lot of Broadway shows. And for whatever reason, I never got to see Phantom of the Opera. Well, not in New York, that is. I was able to, I did see Phantom of the Opera, and then I saw it when I was in Toronto. And I can understand why everybody, why people go. It's just, the music itself, of course, is fabulous. And the sets and the costumes, you know, and everything all about it. Of course, I picture the role of Christine. I can't help but picture the role of Christine being done by Sarah Brighton. That role was actually created for her by her former husband, who did all this over here. Him. Yes. You know who it is, yeah. So let's see now. Now somebody also told me, this is so weird, and somebody had told me that I was going to get somebody calling in. Somebody arranged something. You know, I'm not sure. It's an odd thing for me, but apparently, what was going on is this elderly Jewish man from Jerusalem, or I don't know if he's, I guess he must be in Jerusalem. I don't know, you know, but anyway, he's been praying at the Western Wall for 70 years, twice a day, every day. Can you imagine that? But I don't know. I'll let you know as soon as I, you know, get the call. I don't know what to, you know, what to make of this. Where else am I? I'm also going to tomorrow. I'm going to the David Rubin Museum, which is a museum that's dedicated to Himalayan art. And I'm going to actually interview David Rubin to find out, like, why, what made him and his wife decide on a collection of Himalayan art. And then that's what later we're gonna see Buffy Saint Marie, which is interesting when I ask people, you know, Buffy Saint Marie, and depending on their age, I remember her because in my young teen years, they were in Greenwich Village. They were beatniks, and I listened to folk music at that time, so I knew who she was. I don't know that I ever went to a concert, but at least I knew who she was, as much as I knew, like, you know, Peter, Paul, and now I don't recognize the caller phone number. Let me see if this is it. Hello?
Hello,
sir. I'm sorry. Your name is Chaim Fishbein?
Yes, Chaim Fishbein.
Okay, Mr. Fishbein. I was told that you've been going to the Western Wall in Jerusalem and praying there for 70 years, twice a day, every day?
That's right.
Wow, okay. 70 years, wow, that's amazing. I'm really curious. What do you pray for?
I pray for peace between the Christians, Jews, and the Muslims. I pray for all the wars and all the hatred to stop. I pray for all our children to grow up safely as responsible adults and to love their fellow men.
Oh, that's really, really nice, Mr. Fishbein. I don't know what, I mean, like, how do you feel after doing this for 70 years?
Like I'm talking to a fucking wall!
This is, Okay, this is a joke on me. Who is this? Who is this really? Who? I think he hung up on me. Somebody set me up. Okay. All right. That's a good one. All right. Okay. It's all right. I can take it. I can take it. I'll find out who it is. I'll get back at you. Don't worry. that is funny. I have to admit. Oh God. He knows how sick I am. Okay. Okay, I'm going to, let's see, let me bring commercial here. Hang on.
Italy, Spain, Greece, Turkey, stuff it. We do, at Santa Barbara Olive Company. Jalapenos, sun-dried tomatoes, almonds, blue cheese, stuff produced in California. And we stuff some of our cold-pressed olive oils with California garlic and herbs grown right here in our backyard. Our olive oils have been pitted against some of the finest imports, and guess who exceeds in taste tests? Santa Barbara Olive Company. It's the stuff that makes a product great.
Okay, I'll stop this commercial. Believe it or not, this the reason. Since sometimes I get people call me on my regular phone, so I took the call because sometimes I'm not sure who's supposed to be calling and who didn't. And it was Buffy St. Marie. She was calling me, and I'm gonna have her on at 8 o'clock. So we can talk, and she's going to send me an MP3 so I can see if I can kind of like, I'll try to load this up and so we can, you know, do it later. So I might wind up taking a little bit of a break or having somebody chat or who knows what, just so I can kind of do this. Well, I'm happy about it. I'm a happy camper. Getting back to stuff. I'm also late. I'm going to talk about a new product I got. I know my house is like a warehouse. But I got this new product that I want to talk about from Hamilton Beach. I have a couple of them, but one in particular that I'm going to love, and probably everybody else is going to love. And we'll talk about Egrot Cromini at some point. I know I must have some Egrot Cromini jokes coming in. I already saw them. But, what can you do? Let me just take a peek and just see if, let's see, did she send this in? Oh, okay. I just got an email from my friend Barbara Coletta. I guess she must have liked the joke. And I also made her hungry from listening to my commercial. It's okay, Barbara. What can you do? When you get home, go have dessert. What I'm doing right now is I'm also waiting for, because our next caller is actually going to be Michael from Yellow, who will talk us about the treatment that I got. And let me see. Oh, okay. Here we go again. Okay. So somebody is calling in on my phone. Okay, hang on. I'm just going to do a commercial and take
it. Thank you for calling JetBlue. May I help you?
My cousin was telling me you guys have extra leg room.
Uh-huh. We have extra leg room as compared to a normal coach seat.
Okay. If I don't have an extra leg, can I use that room for something else?
No. No, that is not what the extra leg implies. We took out one whole row of seats, and that gave the rest of those rows a couple of extra inches of leg room.
Ah.
I understand what you mean. The words extra leg imply that, but it has nothing to do with having an extra leg.
I'm a pretty literal person.
Uh-huh. Well, that would be taking it very literally.
I guess a little too literally.
Okay. Is there anything else I can help you with?
I think that's it. You've been pretty helpful.
Thanks for calling JetBlue.
Dear traveler, stretch out. We now have the most legroom in coach. Visit us at JetBlue.com. Sincerely, JetBlue, based on average fleet-wide seat pitch of U.S. Airlines.
I know. Isn't that such a cute commercial? I love that one. And I like JetBlue. Well, I think it's probably time for us to chat about Yellow here. Let's see. Do I happen to have Michael?
Yes. Hello, Merle. How are you?
Hi. How you doing?
Good. Good.
Good. So I want to tell everybody about this whole thing with Yellow. So first, let's start with giving them an explanation of what this is all about,
sure.
And that it's, you know, the difference between, first, the difference between what a spa is and a wellness center, so they understand what we
sure, do. Absolutely. Well, our company's called Yellow, and we're a wellness center where we specialize in reflexology, power napping, and massage. And the difference between us and a spa primarily is it's about time-efficient rejuvenation, where you walk in, there's a customer-efficient path where it's an easy check-in, easy check-out, there's no disrobing or, you know, the saunas, the showers, you name it, that goes on in a spa, where the focus is primarily on the most time-efficient rejuvenation possible.
Okay. And so now, what I want people to get, like a mental picture of what this is. I've tried before, because it's not, I can't say you go into a room. It's not, because it's somehow I would picture when I heard the word room, I'm expecting something like, you know, like a hotel room or a room like the spa type looking room, if you know what I mean.
Exactly, yes.
But it's really, I guess, would you call it a pod? I mean,
they've been called pods. You know, we call them yellow cabs.
Okay.
They're not the typical yellow cab you expect in New York.
Right.
And they're completely customized to, you know, be completely inclusive. And when you walk in, you just feel immediately relaxed. And some of the features of the cabin, from the size, the shape, it's a six-sided shape, with which even the most claustrophobic of clients, when we did tests, could stay in there for up to 6 to 8 hours without feeling any nervousness or anxiousness. The sound, we have a customized sound system in the cabin, along with simulated sunrise, which wakes the clients up from their nap naturally rather than an alarm clock or knocking on the door or vibration. We place a cashmere blanket on all of our clients. And one of the nicest features, which you experience, is the yellow chair, which is a zero-gravity chair, which is a position where you're on your back. It puts your knees above your heart. It allows the heart rate to slow down more quickly and immediately induces relaxation for all of our clients, which is great for the napping aspect as well as our reflexology sessions.
Yeah, that's really what it was.
You enjoyed, correct?
Oh, yeah, I really enjoyed it. So first, before I, you know, talk about my experience,
sure.
Let's go into, like, what the reflexology is and what it, you know, like, if there's a difference, let's say, because do you get to choose what reflexology you want? Is that what happens?
Well, reflexology is a form of acupressure massage based on a similar principle as acupuncture, where there's different points on the feet, hands, and ears that correspond to different systems and organs of the body. So basically there's a map of the foot, the feet, the hand, the ears. And depending on how you're feeling and the communication you have with the therapist that day and whatever may be going on, certain treatments are going to address certain issues and help the body restore balance. And at a minimum, it's super relaxing and, you know, increases circulation immediately. So It's a really an amazing form of massage therapy.
Okay, and so, but what I'm saying is, like, when you decide on the reflexology, are you choosing whether you want the feet, the hands, or the ears, or, you know, you get them all three, or how does
Absolutely.
That work?
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah, so
depending
can,
on the length
okay.
of the session, if it's
okay,
you have a choice of 30, 60, or 90 minutes of if you're just going to choose from the reflexology, you know, the a la carte menu, we would say, which in 30 minutes you would have a choice of just one modality, 60 minutes, two, and 90 minutes, three. So you can mix and match however you choose. If it was, you know, for example, 90 minutes, you could do 60 minutes on your feet and 30 minutes on the ears, which also includes the shoulders, neck, and head, which is very nice.
That's interesting. So when I, since I only did the feet, which is was wonderful,
yeah.
would I actually, like, experience something different after, let's say, okay, first do the feet and then going on to another thing? Would I, what is it, like, what does, let's say, the ears itself, let's say, do?
Sure. The general rule of thumb is that the ears are recommended for acute pain, but it's a very relaxing treatment. The ears, client feedback is always that it completely puts them out, puts them into a state of total relaxation. So it's really nice to start with the ears and then do another 30 minutes on the feet. The feet is the map of the body and has the most nerve endings, so we always recommend as the most effective form of reflexology to have it performed on the feet. And then the hands are primarily relaxation. We recommend the hands for relaxation. It's the best way to feel completely relaxed immediately.
Okay, because what I'm going to do, hopefully the next time when I come back, I'd like to see what the difference is like in doing my ears, let's say.
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
You know?
We would love you. We have five customized sessions, which we want to say condition-specific, which one is travel aid, which is a jet lag treatment, clean slate, which is a detox treatment, wake-up call, peace and calm for, obviously, relaxation, which all the sessions start with 10 minutes on the ears, shoulders, neck, and head, and then 30 minutes on the feet. We use two different essential oils, as aromatherapy, and hot towels on the forehead, on the feet, and the client also leaves with a nice gift at the end of the session. So it's a really nice way to experience both in a short and efficient amount of time, which is 40 minutes, and you really get that experience where they start on the shoulders, neck, and head, and move to the feet, and it's just amazing.
Wow, that sounds great. So, and explain about the whole thing regarding the nap.
Sure. Well, we all know that America and New York specifically is definitely in need of sleep and rest and peace. And you know, the studies really speak for themselves. There's just been so much backup scientific data from doctors and different studies, specifically most recently a Harvard Research Medical Group, which they did in Greece, which showed that three power naps or naps three times a week for 20 minutes decreased the risk of heart disease or heart-related illness by up to 60% in the study group they did. So, you know, obviously reduces stress levels, helps to relax, helps to become more productive. I mean, the studies that NASA has done, the Army, you know, it goes on and on. The backup data is just really strong. And, you know, we felt the need to provide this opportunity for people to take a break from their day, especially in New York where, you know, some skeptics may say you can go to the park and take a nap in Central Park, but we created this environment where it's completely safe. You're completely in a cocoon-like environment, you know, going back to the womb, completely taken care of, tucked in, set with the cashmere blanket in the zero-gravity chair with aromatherapy if you choose, and the simulated sunrise naturally awakens you. So even the most skeptical of nappers try out the yellow chair, and you know, sometimes they're shocked. I can't believe I fell asleep in 20 minutes, but it really does work. And we recommend from 20 to 40 minutes, because anything over 40 minutes, you have the risk of going into REM sleep, where you can wake up actually feeling more groggy and in need of more rest. So a short power nap between 20 and 40 minutes is really the most efficient and recommended time by all studies.
Have you ever, like, when people are napping, I mean, I know, like, you know, you're supposed to, like, not go over time or whatever, you know. Have you had to wake people up?
Absolutely. You know, the sunrise, simulated sunrise, and as you know from your experience, the room is completely dark, and we lower the lights, and we set the timer, which goes off in the last 3 minutes of the nap session. So it starts off as a warm yellow, red, orange, and then almost a natural light where it completely brightens the room. And we do occasionally have people sleep through the lights, which is interesting. And it's always nice to see the skeptics that were the ones that have doubts sometimes are the ones that sleep through the timer. So we do still try to gently awaken the client by
how do you gently? Yeah, that's what I was wondering.
A light knock, yeah, and you know,
oh, okay.
Dim that light and you know, give them the option if they need a little more time, and you know, they walk out, and to see the difference on people's faces just from taking a nap, you know, once a day or three times a week, it's just amazing. It's every day. It's a very rewarding part of the business, and to me, the difference between, again, the wellness center and a spa, where, you know, people thank us for providing the service. So it definitely makes me feel good.
Yeah, I can imagine. I mean, I felt great. So, if you don't, like, if you're not sure, now, in terms of the lighting that you're choosing, it's either, like, pink or blue, is that it, or, like, is that what it is?
We have a warmish red option,
a blue option,
and a purple option.
Oh, purple, okay.
Yeah.
Do you think it makes any difference?
Depends. There's a thing called chromotherapy, which is light therapy, and you know, we don't claim to be experts on light therapy, but different clients feel different ways about that type of lighting, and whatever makes them most comfortable, we absolutely recommend and let them try that. You know, obviously, with the napping aspect, we completely turn the lights down, and with the reflexology, we also recommend, since 8 out of 10 clients do fall asleep or fall into a state of deep relaxation during reflexology, we normally recommend turning down the lights to a pretty low level. So you can completely take in the session and really let the body absorb the reflexology the therapist is providing.
And now, in terms of the music, I mean, if somebody says, you know, I have no idea, would you like check out, or somebody says, give me an idea about your personality, or you know, anything like that, or
how are you feeling today, you know, how are you looking to feel, and usually the answer is, of course, relaxed, but you know, ocean waves might be great for one person, but you know, it might remind somebody else of vacation or someplace they'd rather not be. So rain sounds, of course, if it's raining outside, are less popular. You know, we always try to recommend and let the client choose or hear a sample of the music to really get what they're comfortable with. But, you know, it varies from medieval chants to white noise, classical piano. And depending on the person, it's really a very personal choice. And some people request no music at all because they just want the peace and calm. You know, they have enough noise pollution when they step out the door, and they just want complete silence to really, you know, take it in and be in a meditative space.
Mm. I mean, is any of the music like, and I would call pounding music? I mean, you know, that has a beat.
We have internet radio, but we don't recommend that for the clients.
Okay. Now, but, I was wondering if anybody like finds that they fall asleep to, you know, a beat as opposed
something more
to
of
something.
A beat. I guess what medieval chants, you know, are, there's no beat to it, but it's very, you know, repetitive and consistent. So. You know, definitely people are huge fans of medieval chants. That's a big one.
Mm. What do you find, is there anyone in particular that you find that, I mean, I did, what I, just so people get, what I did, for I thought that the sounds of the ocean would be the one. But then I had decided to use, and I guess it was, you have, is it like a sampler? I don't know what to call it. You have one?
Which one you chose? We have nap soundtrack.
Yeah, is
which
that
has
is
actually
it?
Lullabies, which, you know, not the stereotypical lullaby, a children's lullaby, but it was specifically created for napping. And, you know, it's a very, I don't want to say synthetic, but melodical, very easygoing, and has a bunch of different tracks on the playlist there. We also have Inner Voyage, which is my favorite, actually, where it's also very harmonious, a little synthesized, but very natural and completely calming for me, at least. But Oceans is very popular also. I think people definitely associate the sound of crashing waves with relaxation, especially in an urban environment.
Mm. So when you find with people coming there, in terms of, I don't want to say percentage-wise, so let's say people who, like, they're on the lunch break, what do you find the most of people coming there? Like, you know, as you get getting the word out there, like someone on their lunch break or someone who, because I kind of see it that type of thing, or let's say somebody is doing business in New York City. You know, they're on a business trip, and you know they need to need a mental break.
Absolutely. We have all different walks of life. We definitely had in mind, and part of Nicholas Ronco, who's the founder and CEO, he was a business traveler himself and really felt the need and came up with the idea of Yellow because of his own exhaustion and travel and the need for something that was time-efficient rejuvenation, and specifically his travels in Japan. He came across a reflexology center, and it helped him understand how they take frequent breaks and really recharge and become more productive, positive, and enjoy their life. So we see quite a mix. So we definitely see a lot of corporate warriors, people coming in, sneaking in on lunch break, or even in the later afternoon. But we also see, as you spoke about, people that are huge fans of spas and massage that come in and experience reflexology and true reflexology, like I said, which we really believe in. All of our therapists are licensed massage therapists first by the state of New York, and then they're also certified reflexologists. So they're experts in anatomy and physiology and really pride themselves on what they do, which is not something that you always experience in any given spa or center in New York. So the difference in the service level, the difference in the experience of the therapist, it really sells and speaks to itself. So when clients do walk out, like I said, to see the change on their face or the enthusiasm, they feel lighter on their feet and just feel better about their day. So definitely the corporate warrior or corporate employee is a good part of our business for that nap. And, I mean, on a day like today, for example, I've seen two parents who the children were up all night and they needed that break. They had 3 hours of sleep. One who comes in regularly about 3 to 5 times a week and, you know, had a late night and he's pretty honest about it and snuck away for 40 minutes. So you really see the whole spectrum. And we always recommend, while the nap is absolutely outstanding, we recommend, you know, the touch of the therapist and the reflexology and the combination services we offer, which is the 20-20, which is 20 minutes of massage on the feet or the shoulders, neck, and head, along with a 20-minute nap, or the nap plus, which is a nice way and the most efficient way or time-efficient way to experience a massage for 10 minutes along with the 20-minute nap or followed by the 20-minute nap.
Now, just to get an idea so we can get an idea of price-wise, if you did the 20-20, what would that cost?
That's $65.
Okay.
And with all of our pricing, gratuities included. So, again, the difference between ourselves and a spa and one that Nick found extremely interesting to himself was that you pay before you come in or before you go into your session with Yellow. So all the stress is completely removed. You take care of that payment before you go in. You don't have to worry about how much you're going to tip. Do I have cash? Am I going to put it on my credit card? So
basically
we're in a spa environment, and not always the case, but many a case or many a time, you have this beautiful session, you feel great, and they kind of burst your bubble. Where with us, at the end of your session, you know, you put your shoes and socks back on, put your jacket on, you walk out the door and you say thank you, and that's the end. So we really try to reduce as much stress as possible and make the customer path really focus on the customer rather than the needs of the business.
And now, Spa Week, they're having Spa Week, it's April 14th to the 20th. What are you offering for the Spa Week?
Well, we have a special offer for Spa Week, which is we sent out an email blast through them, which is a 45-minute session for $50.
So when you say 45-minute session, meaning the
45 minutes of reflexology.
Okay.
Which is just a bargain price, just a steal. Our 30-minute session is normally, or 30-minute reflexology session is normally $80.
Okay, and what, and is there, are you offering others? Because I know there's like each of the spas are offering two or three treatments each at $50. So is that
there's
the,
also a napping and reflexology session, which is a 30-minute reflexology followed by a 20-minute nap for the same price.
Okay, so you can do the 30-minute reflexology and 20-minute nap for $50. And
yes.
That would normally be more than that, right?
Yeah, I'm sorry, the 30-minute you were speaking of?
Is that what you just said? No, what would you say?
Yeah, the 30-minute session is normally $80.
Okay, but with
the 20-minute nap for $15,
okay.
So that's going for $50. So that's $40 less than normal.
Okay. Well, that's what I'm trying to get for people to take advantage of. Is there a third one you're offering, or those, or just two?
Just the two, yeah, just
okay.
The two for Spa Week.
Because I'm, you know, I want people to take advantage of these of Spa Week and you know the things that are offered. I mean, I'm
absolutely.
You know, once somebody goes to your place, they're going to get addicted. I know, and they're going to say, "Oh, I got to go back." And then they really have to. People have to kind of evaluate, you know, what they get out of, let's say, a body wrap versus this. In other words, you know, I'm just my feedback, which I told you, is I felt that I got more out of this than if I went to, you know, if I got definitely better than a massage.
Yes, yeah. We were talking about that, your experience.
And as you said, I mean, it's not like I'm getting massage and I'm, you know, have to take, you know, my clothes off and this and whatever. I mean, if you have the time and that's really what you want somebody to be, you know, doing that kind of a thing, it's fine. And my feeling is, my advice, I'm just saying, is that you may not really get out of doing that what you can get out of going to yellow. I mean, I was totally amazed. And you know, my brain going, yeah, I'm going to fall asleep, sure. And I remember lying there, and I probably must have, you know, like, I don't know, gone into dreamland or whatever, because I remember thinking to myself, I'm going to nap for like 40 minutes. That's a long time. 40 minutes is a long time, you know, and I'm saying, I hope I can fall asleep or whatever. But all of a sudden, I'm going, is that the sunlight coming up?
It's over already? I was asleep?
Is that the sunlight coming up already? That was 40 minutes?
Yeah. And how you felt when you walked out? That's really the difference.
I have to share with you that it was such an awesome day afterwards because of my state of mind, that I was like talking to people and just totally relaxed and meeting and I had gone to a show and the wife of the producer of the show had come over to me. I thought she was actually the person that was dealing with the PR, and she came over to me. I was having a problem regarding that I was supposed to get press tickets, and she came over to me, you know, and she really started chatting with me, and it, you know, again, I didn't know who she was, and she's going in the chat, you're my new best friend, and I'm thinking, what prompted all of this? But this is the way the night went. I was talking to the guy next to me and, you know, in his seat there and people in the restaurant. It really gave me a positive state of mind, probably because I was so relaxed, but not relaxed enough to be, what I would say, depleted from energy. You know, that sometimes that when I go to a spa, that's the type of relax that I feel. It's like a depletion.
You have to go home and take a nap or
relax.
Go to bed afterwards.
What I want to do is go home and take a nap.
You're so drained. And, and Merle, the experience, I mean, it's amazing to see people come out of session. We've had people come out almost in laughter. It was a father and daughter from Pennsylvania that had heard about us and came in and, you know, the father was not your typical spa goer. He wasn't, I don't want to say fond of, but he didn't often take massages or anything like that. And he came out and just completely blown away. They were both in laughter and you know, euphoric. And, you know, some people have emotional experiences with reflexology, but for the most part, people absolutely, they just walk out feeling lighter on their feet and just balanced and completely relaxed and exactly not to the point of exhaustion where, you know,
yeah.
they just feel like they need to lay down. They actually feel lighter, brighter, and more prepared. And, you know, reflexology is over 3,000 years old as far as the history of reflexology. And like I said, practice in Asia, as much as we have Starbucks here, they have reflexology centers. So, you know, it's no secret. It's there is scientific data to back it up also. And, you know, our clients really speak for themselves. And it's also why our therapists are so passionate about it, because they really feel they can make a huge difference in a person's life by just performing the session on them. So,
sure.
We're happy you had that result.
Oh, God, it was just wonderful. Now, just for tell everybody where you're located.
Sure. We're 315 West 57th Street, between 8th and 9th Avenue, and we're street-level retail, so you just right off the sidewalk, walk in the door. You can't miss us. We have our inner environment is the reception area is a purple, very warm environment, and the treatment area is a light sunlight yellow. Which,
and you get tea.
You get tea when you come in, your choice of white passion fruit, lemon ginger, or decaf cinnamon chai. And you know, you're completely taken care of from the point you walk in the door until, you know, the final moments.
Like are said, you about, are you the only, is this the only location?
This is the first and only right now. We're
okay.
working on other locations. We're looking on the east side and Midtown, also working with a few airports in the country to put a few bids on.
That's very smart.
Yeah, people.
Yes,
we get daily calls on either come to LA, come to JFK. You know, we need you here. So the demand is there, and you know, we absolutely are a great fit with the airports. You know, people on layovers and just that environment, which is completely a stale environment. It really could use a little sunshine from yellow, right?
Yeah, you're not kidding. But you, I'm sorry, you have a PR company.
Yeah.
I would want you to hire me for what I do with the New York Sharks and what
yeah,
I can get crazy and doing all that kind of stuff for you guys too.
Yeah, well, but, you never know, right? Maybe
you
we can work
know.
Something out.
Well, it's been absolutely fabulous talking with you. I'll be talking to you again. I know I have to come back there. I'm really absolutely thrilled. I think this is. It's not just a great thing for Spa Week. I think it's a great idea, you know. It's an idea's time has come, one of those, you know.
It's something we need. You know, people, we need to give this space back to people, especially in urban areas where there just is no space. You know, unless you have your apartment in Manhattan, you know, where do you go to really just get away and completely taken care of, focus on you, and in a short time where you're not taking time away from the job, the family, or whatever it may be, and you're actually feeling better about what you go to do after that. So we really appreciate you having us on the show, and definitely look forward to seeing you again, Mo.
Okay, great. Thanks a lot, Michael. Been talking
to you
again.
Okay, Mo.
Okay. Bye-bye. Wow. I'm telling you, anybody who's coming into New York or in New York, this is so worth it, and especially if you happen to be here during Spa Week. I'll be very curious of anybody who does try this to get back to me and kind of let me know. Well, what is this? So, I got an email. Okay. Why are they always little old? Okay, I don't know. Little old Jewish lady. Little old Jewish lady goes into a record shop and goes up to the clerk and she says, "Mister, do you have the record Hello Dolly?" And he says, "Sure." He says, "What the speed do you want it in?" And she goes, "Hello Dolly, bell hello." You know, the problem with that is that I may be talking to most people who don't know what a record is. Just in case, records actually have speeds, by the way. That's what the why it might not be funny to you if you never had a record. They were actually came in speeds. Wow, I remember 33, 45, and 78. Boy. You know, I'm getting older by the year. Isn't that yeah. Okay. Well, now I'm waiting for Buffy to call in. But in the meantime, let's see. Let's take a break. Let's see. And a commercial break.
As a dad, you'll probably spend years teaching your son how to hit a baseball, how to throw a tight spiral and hit a receiver, how to spring off a diving board and hit the water, how to hit a one wood and a nine iron, how to hit the bullseye, how to hit the strike zone, hit a jump shot, hit the open man, hit the hockey net, and maybe the most challenging of all, how to hit the books. But the question is this: how much time will you spend teaching him what not to hit? Teach your son early and often that all violence against women is wrong. For tips on what to say, visit endabuse.org. Brought to you by the Family Violence Prevention Fund, the Waite Institute for Violence Prevention, the Ad Council, and this station.
Yes, let's end violence. Well, at least let's end the violence regarding domestic violence, as opposed to domesticated violence, which is, I suppose, if you start beating up on your cat or dog. I wonder where is Mallory? Mallory? Oh, Mallory is sleeping. Yep, she's all cuddled up in my favorite chair, and she knows she knows I'm on the radio, because she's not coming in. But who knows? Maybe she'll come in a little later. I hope so. I'll let you chat with her. Yeah, why not? Anybody wants to call and chat with my cat? That's absolutely fine. As I'm waiting for Buffy to call, let me tell you about this Hamilton Beach item. It's called an open station, and it basically is the size and looks like an electric can opener. However, God bless them, but this whole thing comes with to open like everything. So it has this thing on the top. Grip and grab it to open up, when you're trying to open up those wonderful, bottles, the jars, to open up the jars. And then of course, it has a typical can opener, but this, what's great about this one is you can actually remove the piece and wash it. Don't you hate it when those, can opens and they get all yuckies, and you can't put the machine under the water, but you can just, clean the part. Okay, but this also comes, this is the part that's like a hoot. There's this other piece, they call it Open Mate, that stores. Now, this Open Mate has a plastic bottle opener. Then it has a glass bottle opener. Now, meaning that the glass bottle opener is what I refer to as a church key, when you're opening up like beer bottles, Coca-Cola bottles, stuff like that. But then this has, and get ready for this, this has a cutting blade for plastic packaging. Now, you know what I'm talking about. Those stupid, you would think that in those plastic packagings that they're housing ammunition or drugs or something. Like, I once talked about that I got this thing called a foot flush. and it was extremely easy to install. Nothing, hardly anything to install. Getting it open, I didn't know what to use. I was trying scissors. I was doing everything. It was like horrible. But this thing, it has this part to open up these plastic packages. I haven't tried it yet. I don't have one to open up as right away. But when I do, I will let you know. I would definitely get back to you guys and let you know, you know, how that finally works. Also, the other thing that they have, they came out with, is it's another blender. But this is, it's not a blender, it's a blender, not one of my crazy, like, you know, Oster blenders or Vitamixes. It's basically a liquid kind of thing. Oh, okay. Hang on a second, because I think maybe Buffy might be trying to call in. Let's put on a commercial. I'll find out.
This program is brought to you by M&S Italian Food Specialist, the official caterers for the crew of Lydia's Family Table, which can be seen on PBS. M&S is located at 34-23 Francis Lewis Boulevard in Bayside, Queens. There, you'll find over 100 different types of cheeses, store-made sausages, fresh meats, as well as great salads and sandwiches. Choose fully cooked items from the deli area, or just tell Joe what you're interested in preparing. M&S carries a full line of imported groceries for all your cooking needs. Call them at 718-353-8318. A family business for over 50 years.
Well, we're gonna try again. I see what happens. Okay, let's see. Buffy, are you there?
I'm right here. How are you doing?
You know what? I see what happens. On my switchboard, I have, like, when someone calls, I see a phone number. And this one is, like, blank. I don't know why. Yeah, it's totally blank, and I'm thinking.
Well, here we are together at last.
But now I know but it's you. So
it's always one more button, huh?
Yeah, that's life. That's right. Wow.
Did you get the MP3 I sent you?
Yes, I got it. I uploaded it.
It's hot. Look out. It rocks.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's called No Keshagesh.
Okay.
You know what that means?
No. Tell me.
It's Cree. The song's about environmental greed. It's kind of a rocker. Environmental greed. And No Keshagesh means no greedy guts. And greedy guts is what you call a little puppy that eats his own dinner and everybody else's. So that's what it's about.
Are you going to sing that tomorrow night?
Yeah, we are. We got a whole lot of new songs.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
Yeah, for those people who don't know who you are, I can't believe, you know, it's like so. But it's so odd. I was commenting that, like, I was talking to some people and they never heard of you.
Uh-huh.
And I said, "How old are you?" And it's like they were all like about 10 years younger than I.
Uh-huh.
And it was like this particular time when I knew who you were, because that was the time as a teenager that there were beatniks and
yep.
it was folk music.
Yep.
So we all know, you know, like Peter, Paul, and Mary, Buffy,
yep.
St. Marie, you know, Joan Baez, and
yep.
Judy Collins, and Pete Seeger. You know, it was that kind of a thing. And then it's like at some point, you know, the gap went to something else. But then I also say I realized something else. If somebody asked me about somebody who's a rapper, I wouldn't know. So.
Yeah. Well, you know, soon after you were listening to my records, I got kicked out of the U.S. So that's why people lost track of me. I think a lot of people probably figured I just, you know, left the country or died or quit singing or something. But I didn't. I was me, Eartha Kitt, Taj Mahal, and a few others were blacklisted, and we were denied airplay.
Really?
So I went to Canada, I went to the US, I went all over the world, and I've had a wonderful career. I've never stopped. And so the Highline Ballroom last year was my first appearance in many, many years in New York. But I used to live in the Village, and, you know, I've always loved New York, so it's real good to be invited back to the Highline Ballroom.
Oh, I'm going there for the first time.
Oh, good.
Highline
no,
Ballroom.
You'll love it. It's a great club. David Bowie opened it last year, and last year when we came in, we were following, we were a week after Paul McCartney. So it's a big-time club. It's just a wonderful club. I can't wait for tomorrow night.
Me too. but I want to, so people understand, like, tell everybody, like, what you were, what you have been into, what, like, what's always been your thing.
Okay, well, I'm a songwriter. I won an Academy Award for the song Up Where We Belong, which was recorded by Joe Cocker, and it was in the movie An Officer and a Gentleman. I was best known, I think, for protest music like Universal Soldier and songs about Native American rights in the 60s. Then in the 70s, after I couldn't get any play on the radio anymore, I went to Sesame Street for 5.5 years. Then I went into movie scoring because I was very early into electronic music and computers. But people didn't want computers, believe me, in the 70s and 80s. And then I've continued to record, and I have a new album coming out in the summer. We're releasing it at the Montreal Jazz Festival in Canada. And the album's called Running for the Drum. And the song I sent you is from that album, No, No, Keshagesh.
Wow. So do you think you were more known for what you wrote versus your singing, or... both, or
I always thought so. I didn't think I was much of a singer in the 60s, but I was there really because I believed in the songs, and it was a very special time. It had some things in common with now, in that people were just doggone sick of, you know, a bunch of suits and military people and greedy people just having a war that we didn't want. And I'm very proud of my generation.
Isn't that what's going on now?
I mean, well, I think so. Yeah, I
yeah.
think so.
So, so it's just updated. Just you know, I mean, or the circle game, is that what?
That's a Joni Mitchell song, but I'm the one who had the hit, yeah.
Yeah.
But no, I think in answer to your question, I think I was better, in my own heart, I was better known as a songwriter than as a singer. But it was a great time in the 60s, and although music changes, I've continued to write songs, and I've had lots and lots of hits by other people. Elvis Presley and Barbara Streisand and Janis Joplin and Neil Diamond and Roberta Flack and Johnny Mathis, and, you know, just hundreds of people have recorded a song I wrote called Until It's Time for You to Go. Universal
oh, right,
Soldier.
Sure.
Had, yeah, you remember
yeah.
that one?
Yeah.
Do you?
Yeah.
Fall in love with whoever
you're
dancing
go.
With.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You're not a you're not a king, you're not an angel,
That's
you're
it.
A man.
You got it.
Your
and
woman,
covered by
hand.
Merle.
Huh?
And,
yeah. I may have you sing it a cappella.
Oh. I'll do it tomorrow night, though.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
or as I say it, because I'm Jewish, I say a cappella. And I don't know if you know what it means. So cappella means head,
yeah,
which is very
right.
funny. Because
well,
if you think about it, you're singing it from your head. You're singing it, you know.
Yeah.
No music.
No instrument. Just
yeah.
the head.
Yeah. So, yeah, so I know everybody's going to start applauding when she sings, you know, songs that everybody heard, and
uh-huh.
you know, which always happens. That's always so great, you know, the recognition.
It's
you know,
nice.
When you know.
It's nice, especially I think when you've had a long career. It's nice because sometimes people know a song by me, but very often they'll know it by another artist, and they'll say, "Oh, geez, I didn't know you wrote that."
Yeah.
So it's
yeah.
nice, and we'll be doing songs that audiences always ask for. You know, the most requested songs, and we'll also be doing a lot of new ones. So there's a whole lot of variety in the show, and I'm bringing in 5 other people besides myself. There'll be 2 New Yorkers who sing with the group Eulalie, Sunny Moreno and Jennifer Kreisberg. We've been rehearsing today. And then 2 Canadians are coming in, Neil Chapman, who's going to be playing bass, and Kevin McKenzie on drums. And my co-producer's coming in from France. His name is Chris Burkett. So it's going to be a very nice show. It'll be fun. I love the place, too.
Yeah. Yeah. By the way, because I'm trying to set up where dinner, and et cetera, or before and after, how
uh-huh.
long is the show?
The show, well, the show, the opening act goes on at 7:30, and we go on at 8:30, and our show is about 90 minutes, between 75 and 90 minutes.
Okay.
Depending on how fast I sing.
Mm-hmm. Okay. No, I wanted to get an idea. So if I, you know, like, so if I chose to, like, you know, to get to go to dinner and then come over and see the show,
mm-hmm.
you know, that there's still time, huh?
Mm-hmm.
But I
started at 8:30, but, you know, they serve meals there, too, and it's real good food.
Oh, they do serve
meals? Yeah, they do. Yeah.
Oh.
I'll have to check that out.
Yeah. Well, give them a call and, you know, see what time they start serving.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah. And they're on 16th Street, you know, on the west side.
Right, right, yeah.
Yeah, it's a very nice theater, and it was, as I understand it, the theater was kind of rescued by the community. I don't know if it was about to be turned into something else, but anyway, I know there's a story behind it that, you know, it was a community rescue, and they really wanted it to be a theater, and it's a great place. It's a good place to play, and audiences really love it. There's a balcony, and it seats, oh, I don't know, maybe 500 or 600, I would guess.
Is it more like cabaret tables?
Yeah, I guess you could say so. There are tables alongside the walls, and then there's a balcony with more seating, and then there are tables down in front. I suppose they set it up in various ways, but
yeah. It's
a good time. I like it.
Yeah, you know, I started thinking back to the days of the, you know, the beatnik days.
Mm-hmm.
I remember going into the village, and you didn't clap your hands then.
We were too cool.
Too cool
to clap.
Snap your fingers. Snap your fingers or tap the table. No hand clapping.
Oh, gosh. Oh, yep. And if anybody doesn't know what a beatnik is, beatniks were kind of before the hippies.
Yeah.
A lot of poetry and social conscience and people thinking for themselves and drinking a lot of coffee.
Yes, a lot of coffee houses before.
Yep.
Those were the real coffee houses before Starbucks.
And
you could tell I'm a New Yorker because when I said coffee.
Yep. So I miss New York. You know, I live in Hawaii.
Oh, where you live? Wow.
Yeah, I do. I've lived in Hawaii for a long, long time. I live in the mountains with a bunch of goats and some kitty cats. And, you know, you couldn't hear me. I was on the other line when you were talking before.
Yeah.
And you were saying, oh, I hope Buffy calls in. But I could hear you, but you couldn't hear me. And was that your kitty you were talking about?
Yes.
Oh. Yeah, I have two kitties and I have two retired horses. And I have 24 goats. And are they ever fun?
Do you milk them?
I don't. No, we leave the milk for their babies. But
okay.
I lease pasture to other people, and I have my own goats, too. And it's a beautiful life. I loved New York. I lived here for several years, usually in the village. But then I lived for a while in the 70s on the west side. And in the village, I lived on Perry Street, and I lived on Sullivan Street. And they were wonderful days. I'll always love the village. I think that's where I developed my taste for coffee, too.
Probably.
I mean, for coffee.
Coffee, yeah.
For
and
coffee.
It's funny, and because the thing I remember about having, I had popped in, it was the Café Wa.
Right.
And I remember, and Richie Havens
was
performing before anybody knew who he was.
Yep, I saw Richie last night, and I think we're going to be touring together across Canada in the fall.
Really?
Yeah,
oh,
we've been
so
dear friends for years and years.
Oh,
yeah,
my
it's my
God.
Bud.
Man, do I feel old.
Oh, but Richie is still right out there. He's writing, he's singing, he still has that, I don't know, he's the only person who has a voice that's both a diamond and a velvet, you know, just that velvety sparkle, positive voice.
Oh,
beautiful.
Yeah.
He's a great artist.
Are you, have you heard of the Clearwater Festival?
Yeah, I played Clearwater last summer.
You did?
Yeah, I did. Yep.
And I missed that. Oh.
Yeah.
because I know Pete Seeger is usually there.
Yes, that's,
you know,
his festival.
That's his
baby.
Yeah, I tell people it's a kind of festival. It's happening.
Yes, it is. Yeah, it is. And it's a lot of fun. It's such a pretty spot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The one thing that I like about the festival is that it's the way the space is. It's like, you know, you pick your spot, you put your things down there, and you can walk away.
Yeah.
And nobody, you know, you have to worry that it's going to get taken and stolen. That's just the way
nice.
The space is.
And that's the way the world used to be.
Yeah, right. Well, that's why people go, because they want that kind of atmosphere.
Yeah.
So just like, can you kind of rattle off names of songs that people will recognize because of...
Honey, it depends on how old you are.
Yeah.
If you'll recognize them. Let's see. Until it's time for you to go, we already mentioned, you know, people would know that whether they know it by country artists like Chet Atkins or, you know, by Elvis Presley or, you know, any of the other artists I mentioned before. Universal Soldier, which was a hit for Glenn Campbell, Donovan, and several other artists. A lot of people thought Donovan wrote Universal Soldier, but I wrote it. Codeine, people may recognize. Little Wheel Spin and Spin, the Pinewood Hills. Up Where We Belong, that's the one that won me my Academy
sure.
Award from An Officer and a Gentleman. Some things, it depends on, you know, whether you've continued to follow me. Star Walker is everybody loves that. Star Walker, it's a real Native American, kind of like a Native American hip-hop anthem.
Yeah. Would you like me to, like, play some of the song that you...
Sure, give people a taste of what it sounds like.
Okay, so let's play this, and then you can tell me some, you know, what it's about.
Sure, sure.
Who's flying boardwalk? These old men, they make their dirty deals.
That's great.
Thanks. You like
yeah.
it?
Oh, yeah. I
that
could
a girl.
I could see that I'm going to getting a lot of energy tomorrow night from your music.
Yeah.
I'm really looking forward to it.
Oh, thank you so much, Merle.
Yeah.
Thanks a
and,
lot.
And will I be able to go backstage or something?
Absolutely. Come and see us afterwards.
Okay.
Can I give the people the address for the Highland
Ball?
Go ahead.
Go ahead. Yes.
It's 155. Oh, excuse me. That's wrong. Wrong page. Here we go. It's a 431 West 16th Street.
Okay. So it's 431
West
16th Street.
Yeah.
And I think it's the Highline Ballroom.
That is correct.
People, that's way if they want to Google.
Yep.
And I guess it's now, would they find this separately or on the B.B. King website?
No, just Google Highline Ballroom and
okay.
you'll get it. Yeah.
Okay.
It'll give you the times. You know, my show time is 8:30, but our opening act starts at 7:30.
Okay. And the doors open at 6. Is that what I'm getting?
You know, I don't know. Are you online now?
That's the email that I got. The
I
doors
see.
Open at 6.
Okay.
That's where I'm going, oh, wait a minute. She doesn't go on until going on at 7:30.
Yeah,
huh?
Probably for dinner. No, we don't start at 7:30. Somebody else does at 7:30.
Oh, I mean, you started, I'm sorry.
We start at 8:30.
At 8:30.
Yeah, but
so
the opening act starts at 7:30. And you should give them a call and ask them about, the dinner times.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
we'll
but I know
that.
They have great food. So good.
Oh, okay. If you say so. So this is a one-night thing you're doing, right?
Yeah, okay. It is. And then tomorrow night we go to Schenectady.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
All right. So, and do you have a website?
I do. You have to, just Google me.
Just Google.
It's creative-native.com. Creative-native.
Okay.
But you got to put the hyphen in it, you know.
Okay, but I'll put it on my pages here to let people know.
Well, the
all
song
right.
you just played, that's the first time it's been played in New York, so you got
it,
girl.
Oh, right.
And I look forward to seeing you. You'll be sure and come back afterwards, okay?
I will.
Okay, but you're not going to bring your kitty cat, though, huh?
No, I won't.
Oh, you have no idea how lonesome I get for my pets when I'm away.
And I understand. When I go away on a press trip,
yeah.
Oh, God.
I know.
It's like, oh, my God, I'm
you
leaving
miss
her.
Them, huh?
Oh, God. No. But, all right, thanks so much, Buffy.
Okay.
I can't wait to see you tomorrow night.
Thank you. All appreciate right. it. Bye, Merle. Bye, everybody.
Bye. Yep. Yeah. That. I'm really looking forward to this. It looks like we're coming to the end of the show. And here we are. I don't know. I'm so surprised that Mallory hasn't made her way in here yet. But all right, so I don't know what's going on for next week. I just want to let you know that in 2 weeks I'll be on the road. I'll be actually calling in and doing a show from, Branson, Missouri. But in the meantime, I'll set up what I'm going to do next week and let you know. It'll be on my website, et cetera. So have a great day, evening, or whatever you're having at this point. Talk to you next week. Say hello to everyone. Say goodbye to everyone.
Blog Talk Radio.